Happy Laughter Day! And welcome to Baba G, the Caveman. My spiritual seat of comedy on King Radio, the official broadcast for King.com. My name is Baba G, and I'm a spiritual advisor on King and your host for today's program, the Baba G's Laughter Factory Show. If you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7/365 on King, simply go to the king.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute and other yummy offers from other advisors, okay, who are willing to provide such offers and take good advantage of it, all right? And those who want to join in today's program, which is Baba G's Laughter Factory, can call me for free using our guest calling number of 0802, okay, 0802. All right, so you may have that written down, and God's laughter, remember to laugh more. Bubba's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Bubba's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. All right, so now you got questions? I got answers. It's so easy a kid man can do it. Thank you for joining my 7:30 p.m. Airtime Sunday show. I'm honored and happy to guide and serve you. And Dr. Uma also here as my co-host. And love each other and take care of one another. And share freely and totally. No fear when Baba G is here. I kick you. So here I'm going to take first person in line in your receipt. Hello, hello. You're on air. Go ahead.
Hi. My name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Karen from Chicago, yes, Chicago,
yes.
Pizza,
yes.
Thick crust.
yes.
Not a thin crust, New York pizza. All right, I don't eat pizza. So anyway, well, just for fun, go ahead and ask me your question, Karen, please.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, my boyfriend broke up with me, and I haven't heard from him in two weeks. Last night, he called me at 2 o'clock in the morning from his job, and he hung up. He listened to my voice, and he hung up. Then I call him back. I saw his number on my caller ID. I call him back, and he said, first he was nice. He said, hello, hello. And then he said, oh, I made a mistake calling you. I said, I made a mistake. I'll call you back. And he hung up the phone on me real fast. And I want to know why is he doing this? And if he's going to call back to keep doing these things.
Right. Your boyfriend's name?
His name is Owen.
Owen. All right. So he is playing games, but these kind of games are not like childish or childlike games as kids play. They are calculated, manipulated. I call it adult game, and they're dangerous, but they're not harmless like kids. He has intention to play like psychological war game with you and make you suffer, which like children really don't do that at age like 3 or 4, you know, like that. But animals don't do such things either. Just that human two-legged animals, you know, who are adults. And that's why he actually is very vengeful type of individual, Owen. and he is very much of bipolar type of, you know, attitude or behavior mentally and also emotionally. He's a wreck and he regretted and holds a grudge on you and judgment that he needs to let it go. This thing, a breakup, was not your fault, but he holds, you know, big judgment and grudge on you. And that is his problem. Trust is an issue for Owen. And you need to let him go at this time. Originally, like, you know, it was a good thing because he and you were wife and husband in the past life. But you separated, but this, like, you had to re-meet and reunite to sort out the rest of your karma. But now it's complete, so you may not need to take him back and let him just go, because someone much better for you is coming your way. So don't you worry about it. All right?
Okay.
So you're most welcome, and I believe I answered your question in depth. And you're most welcome to call me on Teams to get more in-depth answers in regards to yourself and everybody else, everything else that you want to know. Thank you so much. You're most welcome. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Good night. Bye-bye.
No,
bye-bye.
No pizza. Goodbye. Thank you. Next person in line. Yes. Go ahead. You are an air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Welcome. Your name, please, for the audience.
My name is Tonette.
Annette, okay.
Tonette, T-O-N-E-T-T-E, Tonette.
Very nice name, Tonette. Go ahead, Tonette. All right, Queen. All right.
Yes.
And
I would like to know a time frame. When do you see Desiree? When do you see Desiree moving in to live with me, bringing her belongings to my home on Oak Street?
Uh-huh. Okay. On Oak is okay. She is able to do so sometime within 2 months, anytime from now until 2 months, okay? And that's where her delay is, okay? And where are you calling from, Tonette?
Philadelphia, PA.
Wow, nice. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yes, Philly girl we have. All right. So
anytime from now to 2 months.
Yeah, within 2 months, she will be able to make it happen. But she always, like, delays and, you know, procrastinates and has this fear of moving. And moving is a big thing for her. And I don't have any help on. OMG, and her emotions are to the roof, and so it's just tiresome to hear about it, more than just hire some people and they come and box you the stuff to tell her that, and they pack it and unpack it, and all she has to do is just unpack her stuff in her own timing, and that's all there is to it. No worries, no fear when Babaji's here. and everything will be all right. No worry. Okay? All right. Okie doke. Thank you so much for your wonderful question. Welcome back. Welcome, Tonette.
Thank you.
Have a great day. All right.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Thank you. Good night. Thank you. Next person in line, please. All right. So, hello.
Babaji.
Barbara.
Hello. Yes, this is Barbara.
Barbara.
Barbie doll.
Barbie doll.
Yes. From planet.
I wanted.
Arizona. Yes, Ari. Yes, you're from Ari.
Yes.
Zone of Ari. Go. All right, nice. All right, go ahead. Ask your question.
Doctor,
welcome back.
I wanted to say
Uma
thank you very much to you, to
Absolutely.
Dr. Uma, for all your support around my injury. Thank you so much. You guys are great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I have a
and
quick question for you.
Is getting healed and the bruises are just disappearing every day as time goes by, and your arm is getting much prettier. Your tattoo is going away. Sorry.
Yeah, my tattoos. My tattoos from my fall.
Yeah, fall
Thank
from
you.
Your dog. Yeah, all right.
Yes.
Your dog gave you a free tattoo. Now, I think he is taking it back.
Well, actually, there was a crack in the sidewalk. The sidewalk had lifted up. Everybody went over, and we took a look, and the sidewalk had come up.
Right. But, we cannot sue the crack in the sidewalk, but we can sue your dog. Yes. $1 million. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're gonna fix the crack. Yeah, I think they're gonna fix
All
the
right.
crack. So that's good.
And we sue your dog and we put a judgment against him for not barking for 1 year. That's a good judgment. And
he's a pistol.
Yeah, staying in the cage for 1 year, that's it. All right, so what's your question? What is bringing you to my next
Hey,
award?
I had an interview on Monday, and they're
All
very
right.
interested
mm-hmm.
in me, but the question is, he said that they haven't opened the position yet. Do you know when that might happen?
Yes, your position will be opened anytime within like 41 days, meaning by July, beginning of the July. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you know about it earlier on. Yeah, way earlier on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much for.
Thank you, guys.
Colin,
both you and Dr. Uma. Thank
everybody. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, my dear friends. And wish you all the best. And goodbye, everyone. Remember to laugh more.